We begin the 15th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, the laws of sales in the Sefer Kinah, the book of acquisitions, which now we start a new category, that of, as we're talking about the previous program regarding that of problems that come up with sales with Kinyanim. And one of them is this new topic of Mekach Tois, of a mistaken acquisition. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding when there are errors in the business dealing. Hamoichel l'chaver, if someone sells to his friend, b'mida, with measurement, b'mishkol, with weight, or b'minyan, or with quantity, with numbers, v'tob b'choshu, and he makes just a small mistake. Chayzer l'olam, he could always return it, in contrast to what we spoke about in Perakid Beis regarding ayna, where there's a certain set limit for that. No, because she'ein haynaya ele b'damim. The halach of ayna, which has limitations, is only regarding a value. Where value, again, where it was more or less than the value, so that has certain halachas. Of b'chesma, regarding calculation, where you're off in the calculation, that chaser, that is a clear error. There's no room for pardoning and forgiving, like we say, by the discrepancy of the value, and therefore, one could always back out. Halacha b'ez, as Rambam says, ketzad haso. Mocholoi me'a goizim b'dinah. Let's say he sells them 100 nuts for a dinner. V'nimtzum me'a v'echad. Turns out it was really 101. Oitesh ha'metesh, or 99. So nikna ha'mekach. So the sale is acquired. But a machzis is a tais. It gives back the mistake. Even after many years, because this is similar to returning something that's stolen, that has no limits on that, and you always have to return it. There's no statute of limitations on that. So let's say, comes out that the monies were missing or more than the amount that they had made up. Chayzer has to be given back. And even after he made a kinyan from him, that he has, there's nothing of yours that I have, and it's done. Chayzer still could go give it back. He has to give it back. Because again, that was a kinyan in mistake. They didn't realize that one of the numbers was off. If anything similar like this, this is a mekach tos that would undo, that would allow you to fix that discrepancy. Halacha Gimel continues regarding, let's say if there's a deficiency in the purchase item, which is the more well-known concept of mekach tos. If someone sells to his friend karka, a piece of property, or eved, or a slave, or behemoth, or an amla, or shermetal, or any other movable item, turns out that there's a certain blemish in the purchased item that the consumer didn't know about. Machziri could give it back, even after many years. In contrast to the first halachas, where the mistake was in the numbers, it was actually what you wanted, then you have to give back that mistake. Here, you give back the whole item that you purchased. This is an error in what was purchased. But who, as long as the buyer didn't use the purchased item after he knew about the blemish. He already used it after he saw the blemish. He's a machal, then obviously he was forgiving on that deficiency. And then he can't give it back anymore because he obviously did want it bought. And now he's changing his mind. Now, we don't calculate the deficiency of the blemish. In other words, that, like we said in the first halachas, okay, let him just give back that differential. Whatever the value is worth less now because that nick, because that crack, whatever it is, no, you don't calculate that deficiency. Even if he sold him a vessel worth 10 dinar. The nimtzabli mum, and it turns out that there's a blemish, hamafchisa, that's diminishing it, midama from its value, just to iser, which is a 1/24th of a dinar, which is a very small amount of a discrepancy. Doesn't make a difference. Machzis as a kli, he could give back the vessel because ultimately that is a mekach tois and was never a sale. He can't tell him, wait a second, look, hey, I'll give you an iser, which is the amount of the deficiency of the blemish. No. The buyer could say, I wanted a complete item that I ordered. It's not what I ordered. So do the other way around. Let's say the buyer wants to go ahead and just, pay me for the difference of how much the deficiency is. No, the seller has the rights. He could tell the buyer as follows. Either buy as it is, I told him, or take your monies and go, but he can't demand, I want to keep it, but I want you to compensate me for that difference. Halacha hey, kol she'eskimu lo b'nei ha'medina, anything that the people of that country, that they all agree on, shehu mum, that it's a blemish, she'machzir b'mekach zeh, which would undo the sale, machzir, then they have to give it back. V'chol she'eskimu lo b'she'en mum, anything that common accepted custom is that it's not a blemish, then he cannot demand it to be returned, elem pirish, only if he specified that he wanted that. Because anyone who does business in general, is relying on the custom of the common culture is, But again, if he specifies, then that's obviously going to make it into Mekach Tois. Halacha Vav continues regarding what happens if there's problems that are exposed and those that are concealed. So, Kol Lekeach Stam. Anyone who buys something unspecific, Ein Lekeach El HaDav HaShalim Mekamum. He's only buying something that's intact, and that doesn't have any problems, no blemishes. Now, then Pirush HaMeich B'mochah. Now, let's say the seller specifies, and he says, red tag sale, Amenah She'en HaTechez Olai B'mum, as long as you don't return it to me because of any blemishes it has. HaRizuchez, he can return it, at She'efarish HaMum She'esh B'mkore, only if he specified the blemish that the sale item has. He says, look, this has a big crack, we're selling for half price. And then, V'yim Chalakech, so obviously the buyer is forgiving on that. Oy, at She'em Olai, or he tells him, K'mum She'imotzi B'mikach Zeh, any blemish that you're going to find in this purchase item, hapeich is dumb of atkach v'kach, so he's specific. He says it diminishes value up until this amount, kibalti oisai, that I've accepted, then that works. And the reason is, shamuichel tzorich leid ha'adav ha'shim ha'leboi, because the one who's pardoning has to know what exactly is the quantity or the quality of something that he's forgiving on it. The yafarish, I said, to be explicit about it. Kamehma farish by no, just like you have to be specific by regarding the laws of ha'ino, as we said in Per Gimel Lecho Gimel Andal. But if he just says in general, that's not going to work. You have to at least be specific regarding, and then you could say he was Michael. Halacha Zayin. HaMeichel Par L'Chaver. Someone sells a cow to his friend. Umanaba, and he goes through a whole list of mumim gluyim, of exposed blemishes, umum she'in nekarim, and regarding concealed blemishes that he knows his cow has. The thing is, it's not true. The guy's looking around the car, looking around the cow, and he says all the exposed blemishes that he said, he doesn't see. But turns out that it did have the blemishes which were concealed. Actually, it's considered a mistaken acquisition, and he can actually return the cow. Even though, what do you mean? He told you about all those concealed blemishes that you ended up finding out 2 weeks later that, yeah, it really has this problem. Because I'll tell you why it's a mekach tois. Because the buyer could say, look, when I saw, I was taking a look around the cow, and all the revealed blemishes that he said it had, it didn't have. So Marty, I said, look, so obviously it doesn't have the concealed blemishes either. Now, so why was he specifying all this whole list of problems it has? It's just because he wanted me to be happy with the purchase, that whatever it's going to be, I won't have any complaints. But I really didn't think it has those concealed blemishes because it didn't have revealed ones either. And therefore it is considered mekach tois. Halacha Ches, Ram illustrates case at household. So let's say the seller says, look, let me show you around this cow. You want to buy it. Part is with this cow. Iveresi. So first of all, it's blind, which is pretty revealed. You can tell if the animal is blind or not. Chigeresi, it's lame, which has, let's say, one leg. It's also a revealed blemish. You can tell if it has or not. Now, but then it continues in Ashkenazi. It's a cow that always bites people, which that's not something that's revealed. You can't know if that's something that happens or not. You have to have been with the animal for a long time. Rav Tonasi, it's one that always lays down beneath its piles. Again, you don't know if that's there or not. Now, Venimtsi, so he buys it, and a few months later, he finds out that that's true. Venimtsi, Rav Tonas Bovad, or Neshchanas, turns out, it's only either only collapses under its bundle, or it's biting people, but it wasn't blind, it wasn't lame. Arizamekachtais, mistaken acquisition, because although he told him, but he thought it's not true, because he saw the revealed ones weren't true. Now, Hayibah Kalamum Shabanam, but if it had all the blemishes that he said, well, the Mekach Tois, not Mekach Tois, he told you before. So if, let's say, it was at least lame, which is one of the revealed blemishes, but Nimtzis Nashchanas turns out that it was a biting animal, although it wasn't blind, which is missing one of the revealed ones, but it did have some of the revealed ones, again, Enza Mekach Tois, you see, oh, he probably is telling the truth, and therefore it's not a mistaken acquisition when it turns out that it is a Nashchanas. Now, look at Tess, let's say he points out to him the blemish that it has. Vamalei tells him, look, Mumze yesh, but look, it has this blemish. Umumplaini. Then he tells about a whole bunch of different blemishes, which he's not pointing out to him. So Alpha Pisha is Mamun Mshamana. Although all the other blemishes that he counted out, Einirin, they're not visible, which some texts don't have the word Ein, seemingly erroneously, because although we learned that if it has even one revealed blemish, it's not a Mekach Tois, which the guy is showing him this one revealed one. And then he's telling about all these other ones, which turns out that it's not there, that there's still place for the buyer to make a mistake, that only this blemish, which he's showing him it has, not any other ones which he didn't show. And that's what the Rambam is going to tell us, that even though the other blemishes that he didn't see, in spite of that, it's not going to be a Mekach Tois. So if you find out all of them or some of them, it's not going to be a mistaken acquisition. Someone sells a maidservant to his friend. Ramalain tells him, look, Gidemisi, she's an amputee. Or Chigedesi, she's lame. Or Sumahi, she's blind. Or Shaiti, she's mentally deranged. Or Nichvesi, or she's epileptic, which that's actually concealed blemish. Now, she didn't have any of these revealed blemishes that he said. She wasn't lame, didn't have any prosthetics, like all the revealed ones weren't there. But Benimtzis Nichves, turns out she was epileptic, which you can't tell, it happens once in a while, and therefore Harry's a Mekachdas. Again, it's a mistaken acquisition because he thought that obviously he's just trying to make me feel good because the revealed ones are not there. He thought the concealed ones also wasn't there. And when it turns out there is, that's a Mekachdas. But he agrees with anything similar like this. From this I say, that is, he's comparing the laws of Einot to the laws of blemishes, even though there is a slight difference between them. Someone sells an object to his friend for 100 dinar. Bamalin tells him, look, this object is only worth one zuz. And I'm selling it to you for 100, as long as you don't have any rights of Einot on me. It will have the loch of Einot on them. Why? Because he says, wait a second. Since he's telling me that it's only worth a zuz, now, I obviously know it's not true. His intent is, he just wants me to make me feel good. So therefore, it is going to ultimately be cheating the person. Until he specifies the amount that he's overcharging him, that there isn't the price in the sale item, something definite. Oh yeah, at least karvloy, or at least close to that, something that he would have thought to make a mistake. He said, I just want you to know. But don't you're not saying something like 100 to 1. He knows that's not true, so he believes it's not true. But when you're saying something an exact amount, which is close to that, then he knows for sure that if there is that case on the hadavah shemochba and the thing that he's being meichlan, then it's going to work that it's not going to be alocha v'no. And because I wrote a lot, and that's how it's appropriate to educate such a case. Halachid beis contains regarding blemishes as it applies to slaves. Hamocha evrei shivcha. Someone sells a slave or a maidservant. So the buyer cannot return it regarding blemishes that doesn't stop the servant from doing their work. And those blemishes which don't stop them from doing work are called simfon. Meaning, Shemhoi is a simfon gold because if this was revealed blemish that doesn't stop them from doing work, so the buyer already saw it, so obviously not a mekachtois. Even if it stopped them from doing work, because they're accepting it, but they saw it. If it's not visible, could go in shuma babasa, let's say they have a mole on their flesh, or in the shichas kelev, a place where a dog bit them, and there's some type of scars, or they have bad odor that comes out of their mouth or their nostrils. Okay, it's something like that. Since it doesn't stop them from doing their work, that's not a reason to have to, that you could give them back. Because slaves are not for intimacy, like a woman, which these things would be considered as a blemish. And malach is for work, and therefore that's not an excuse of I didn't know a mum to be able to be mekach tos. Halachid yimel. Now, nimtze b'shchin ra. Let's say you find terrible cases of boils on him. Or illness that weakens his strength. Or he was epileptic, or mishumim, or retarded. Ah, rizimum, that's a blemish. Nishmavat malach. All these conditions will stop him from doing the high quality work. Or let's say you find that leprosy, or similar types of things which are repulsive. That is a blemish. Because a regular person would be disgusted and would be sensitive to this. You're going to be limiting the type of work he could do for the master. He's not going to be involved with his food and drink because this person is disgusting. So that would be considered mekirtos. So it turns out he's an armed bandit. That's for sure a blemish that loses the whole value of the slave. Because the king is going to capture him and kill him because he's an armed bandit. So for sure that's a mekirtos. Let's say they find out that he's conscripted to the government, that there's certain work that the government's demanding him to do. It's a blemish. And you give him back. Because the king is going to snatch him for his work whenever he wants to. Again, that's a mekirtos. But let's say you find out that the Eved is a thief, or a snatcher, or a kidnapper, or a fugitive, or he's a glutton, things like that, in your class, that's not a good enough reason to return them. Because all slaves, is in the presumption that they have all these negative characteristics, and therefore it's something that you could have and should have known. And there was not a mekhtas. Elim came pirish, unless he specified. Says, I don't want a guy that's a fugitive. I don't want a guy that's a thief. And it turns out it is. Well, then that's going to make mekhtas. But barring that, that will not be an excuse for a mekhtas.